This is KUT. After Hurricane Harvey struck, Texas opened its state parks to evacuees free of charge. Almost 8,000 evacuees have stayed at state parks since then, though the number's down to around 700 now. So what's it like to camp through a disaster? KUT's Mose Bouchel went to McKinney Falls State Park to find out.
There are people from all over Texas at the park in all sorts of different circumstances. I ran into Dee Ding standing on the edge of Onion Creek. He was watching his two kids splash around in the water with their mom.
I've seen enough water.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what's it like to be here near the water now?
It's clear.
Better than the water that you were dealing with in Houston.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ding and his family are from a neighborhood near the Barker Reservoir. Water released from that reservoir flooded homes and forced evacuations. And his house stayed dry, so he helped others, sometimes wading through chest-high water.
I left 7 o'clock in the morning, didn't come back until 9. My wife was worried, you know, wondering where I am. You know, I'm all the time I'm safe.
Last weekend, his wife took the kids to the park here to escape the turmoil. Ding just joined them.
But at least I want to enjoy it with the kids because they're out of school for 2 weeks.
His 8-year-old daughter, Kimmy, says it's been fun after a little coaxing.
Come on, you're third grade. You can say it. Come on. Miss Boswell will be proud of you. Miss Bosley as well.
Have you seen any animals out here?
Yeah.
What animals have you seen?
Deer.
Ding and his family are set up in one of the cabins that the park has opened up to evacuees. But walking around here, I see a lot of other people are staying in campers or RVs. In fact, some of these people, literally, when they were told to evacuate, they just got in their home and moved it here.
This thing's brand new, so we happened to get it like a month before this happens, luckily.
Brian Garcia and his girlfriend are staying in a big camper. They're in from Port Aransas, where they lived in a condo and ran an ice cream shop.
What's the name of the shop?
It was Porte Ice Cream.
Try to give it some publicity there.
Well, it doesn't exist no more, so it's no big deal.
Their condo's also severely damaged, but he says they managed to get most of their stuff out in the camper. Now they're trying to figure out the next step. They thought maybe they'd open a shop in Austin, then they saw the rent.
And we were paying $500 a month for a spot, you know? Over here, it's like $25 to $3,000 a month. I don't think you can make that in ice cream money.
I did meet one guy at the park who had decided to move to Austin permanently.
Stephen M. Meyer, and normally I work in refineries and down in Angleton area and around Houston area.
He was also the only guy I saw there tent camping.
I mean, it's unique. You sit out here at night and he's never been camping before in 12 years. I've never done anything like this.
And that he is Meyer's dog, Peck.
Hey, Peck.
And so, you'll have an armadillo walk through or a raccoon walk out of the woods, and he totally wigs out. He's just like, oh my God, it's my best friend. And then the critter's looking at him like, really?
Meyer's taking a real liking to Austin. He plans to head back to Angleton to gather the rest of his stuff, then come back to the park while he looks for work. Texas Parks and Wildlife says evacuees can stay for free, at least until the end of the month. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.